Good morning on this Tuesday, June 30th, 2020. The site of Minneapolis, Minnesota, the site where George Floyd was murdered by the former cop Derek Chauvin, has now become a site for a huge revival. You know, missions and evangelists have been frequenting, preachers that have been frequenting that area, and you know, baptisms and miracles have been reported. And large numbers of people are coming to know the Lord. Amen. God is using a tragedy for his own glory here, turning a tragedy to get people's attention and draw people back to him. Yesterday, the Supreme Court laid down another ruling on June Medical Services LLC versus Russell. Yeah, that case, which it overturned a Louisiana law. That individual doctors performing abortions at abortion clinics had to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, which seemed to be a reasonable restriction, especially if you for feminists who I thought would support something that would to protect the woman's health. And they said the court sided with the feminists, saying that it created a quote unquote undue burden for women seeking abortions. So it, yeah, the right for a woman to kill her unborn child must be protected at all costs here. It was really notable, surprising is John Roberts citing the Bishop, Chief Justice John Roberts, who was appointed to that position by George W. Bush, sided with the liberal justices in this case. Yeah, I don't know. John Roberts was supposed to be supposedly a conservative originalist who was supposed to vote to be on the end vote to who was supposed to be in. Anti-Roe v. Wade justice. So if he's if he's caved into the left, which is not this on this issue, it's I don't see how you. I don't see Roe v. Wade being overturned, and because you can't rely solely on the courts or by trying to end abortion through legal matters alone here, because you can't rely on the justice to, yeah, you could appoint all the, because one, yeah, you could appoint a justice whom you believe would be a solid conservative and originalist, but once they're on the court, you can't control how they'll decide on any given case. This usually occurs for conservatives. You never have a liberal justice who appointed who's usually appointed on the basis that they'll rule to uphold a law, decisions like Roe versus Wade, switching when they're on the court. Yeah, could you imagine Ruth Bader Ginsburg all of a sudden deciding with the pro-life side on the Supreme Court? Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for that to happen. I think pro-lifers we probably need to focus more on the policy on the policy side of legislative policy and legislative side of the issue, probably, yeah, in the cultural issues stemming from it, and in the moral issues of abortion, rather than probably focusing on legal avenues. We need to look at changing people's hearts and minds, and also probably in a promote policies that would give incentive to pregnant women in crisis pregnancies and others to carry their babies to term, with letting them know that they will be low income women who are in crisis pregnancies to carry their babies to term by promoting adoption or daycare services, or knowing that that society, including the government, will be there to help them. In hopes to make abortion rare. If not non-existent and unnecessary. Also yesterday, there was St. Louis, St. Louis, Missouri, there was a quote-unquote protest of a bunch of people that trespassed onto a private gated community. I'm pretty sure you saw the news of this. The St. Louis, St. Louis, a couple lawyers who came out with the husband had a semi-automatic rifle and the woman was holding a silver plated handgun defending their private property from people whom they justifiably were wondering if they were trespassing. The protests, they were marching to the mayor's house, who was living in that, to protest outside the mayor's house, who was living in that community. But they were breaking the law by trespassing onto a private property. So law enforcement, the authorities were saying that couple had every right to do what they did in protecting their property. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great day, and see you back tomorrow.